Delta State Governor Senator Ifeanyi Okowa, represented by the Chief Economic Advisor Dr. Kingsley Emo, decried the rising cost of liquefied petroleum gas and called for speedy intervention by policymakers.
At the rate the price is skyrocketing, LPG is gradually getting out of the reach of the middle class and common man, linked to several factors, including VAT, devaluation of the naira, and large importation of LPG vis-a-vis low production locally.
Addressing the participants via the Zoom platform, the Chief Executive Officer of the Nigerian Midstream and Downstream Petroleum Regulatory Authority, Mr. Ahmed Farouk, and his counterparts in the Nigerian Liquefied Natural Gas Limited, Dr. Philip Nshebila, spoke of the rise in the production of liquefied petroleum gas in the country due to increase in usage of the commodity. The Executive Secretary, Nigeria Association of Petroleum Gas Marketers, Mr. Basi Essien, identified the potentials of the usage of cooking gas for economic growth in Delta State, while stressing the challenges of accessibility and affordability of cooking gas.
For example, the gas explosion that happened sometime ago in Delta State, suddenly the government said for subsequent renewal or licenses to be emanating from the governor's office. Some of these things should be properly put in place such that they don't constitute bottlenecks. At the federal government level, the re-imposition of VAT and customs duties on imported LPGs is a problem.
Meanwhile, Delta State Commissioner for Oil and Gas, Mr. Imole Langba, noted the state accounted for 40% of gas exploration output, stressing the government had increased investment and strengthened regulations to maximize its potentials in the sector and to ensure public safety. In Asaba, Ogenero, Egwere, Radio Nigeria.